Miss Angela Rook.
Blog Talk Radio.
You tonight. This is Divine Healing Night, and Mary Hawkins is on the line. She's going to read the 27th number Psalm for us. Well, she got to together. But I want her to read the 27th number Psalm, but I'm going into May, and already I got a call down in Texas where somebody got shooting in the mall. I promise the shooting is going to be the back. Stay out of the mall. Go in and get out, but don't stay in the mall because the shooting is violent. What's going on? Tonight is Divine Healing. And Mary, you on the line?
Yeah.
Is it coming in clear?
I can't hear what you say.
We have Mary read the 27th. Okay, you can read
1-6. Okay, Psalm 27:1-6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should camp against me, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired, the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me, therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yay. I will sing praise to the Lord. Amen. I just agree. Episode number 5, 1-6.
Well, God bless you for that. Mary read Psalms 27. Was that right, Mary?
Yes, 1-6.
Psalms 27. And she read
yes.
From 1 to what?
6.
1-6, okay. What? Read that last 6th verse for me, the last verse.
Read the... you say read the last one there, the number 6?
Yeah.
Verse 6?
Yes.
And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen.
It said, "For lift your head up over your enemies. Don't
yes.
let the enemy occupy your mind or your body. Lift your mind up and praise the God of the universe, God of the wind, the God of the water." Tonight, we are going into a divine healing. And you know, this was the 6th verse that she read. And I could read that, Mary, and it's telling us what we should do and how we should stay focused in our daily walk with God. God, open our eyes where we might see, but lift our heads up over the evil. God give you knowledge and wisdom to tear you down. So tonight, this is May 6, and this is divine healing night. I want you to receive a divine healing. Well, you submit your healing in what? Healing in your body, healing in your finance, healing in whatever you want God to do for you. Claim it, name it, and achieve it. Claim it, you can achieve it. I'm praying for you, Sister Lena, I'm praying for you. Sister Marshall, I'm praying for you. Sometimes you have to be able to claim what you want God to do for you. I'm asking God tonight to open our eyes where we might see a brand new nation, brand new nation. Dr. King got a message tonight, later on, a brand new nation. But I want to share with you a brand new man and woman, a brand new thought. Don't let nobody occupy your head with foolishness, because whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Now, Mary, I want you to give 3 people this number and tell them to listen. Everybody listen. To give this number to 3 people where they might engage in the word that God have to give them. Exodus 14:14. God said, Moses, step back. Let me handle this. I'll tell you this evening, the fight that you're fighting is God's fight. You're fighting demonic forces. You're fighting demons and witchcraft. And you got to have power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have God and your ancestors to help you move to the next level. Now, this is a psalm, I don't see Pearl on here yet, 51 number of psalms, Exodus 3 and 20, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And get ready for Exodus 23 and 20. God would send an angel. That angel will carry you to the next level. On this Saturday, with all the killing and the shooting, I'm praying for the family. Last night, the police officer got off her job, come home, was killed. The violence got to stop. I can't stop it. The police can't stop it. The government can't stop it. Only one man, that's God Almighty. And we ask God to touch and heal. And tonight, I'm looking serious at where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do. I was going to call another Mary. They called me. I was going to call her to listen to you, but I forgot to call her. And I think Mary Hawkins, you know this lady, used to come out to our seminar. Soon as it gets warm, Mary, I will be back in Detroit doing seminar because it's needed. If people need to know the divine issue of God, they need to know the divine word of God. I was looking for Pastor to come on tonight. I haven't heard from her. But what I'm telling you tonight, some people are a little slow. And what I mean a little slow, they don't want to let go. They don't want to let go of the alcohol, the drugs, the dope. And God told Lot, don't look back. Lot said, get your children, get out, and don't look back. Because it was fornication. It was homosexual. It was murder, killing. God said, get out, Abraham. All y'all get out because I'm going to destroy the city. And don't look back. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If God don't look back, you ought not to be looking back. If God said go straight ahead, you should be going straight ahead. I want to tell you, Sister Emma Jean, I want to tell you all is well tonight. And as you come in the queue, God going to break a yoke for you. I told you that I am the computer bishop. I'm online 7 days a week. You can get me from 9:10 and 10 to 11. Now, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something to help you. And God gave you a word where you may uplift some other people. You can't give up. God, you have to say, I got to stay focused because God has a blessing for me. I'm praying for Regina. Called me earlier, and I told Regina, Proverbs 8 and 17, I love them that love me this year. Don't let nobody stop you from loving God. Don't let no situation stop you from being happy, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to thank Mary Hawkins that's reading the scriptures you've been reading. One lady called and said, a couple of days Mary didn't read. They said, this lady from Indiana. She said, where's the young lady that read the scripture? I'd be looking forward to the reading of the scripture. So Mary, you tighten up your game because somebody listening to you and you uplifting somebody. I got to tell Pearl to step up her game. Well, tomorrow, Lord, hallelujah. All is well. I see money. And I want to heal your money issue. And let me play this right here. People get money, they don't know the whole money. And they don't know, people got money, won't help people. You know, it shouldn't be nobody in America hungry. It shouldn't be nobody in America ain't got no house. It shouldn't be. This is the richest country in the world.
Some Father, open eyes that we may
you got what you need. Thank you, kind spirit. And the people have me say, they would like for people to continue. It's good to say something good about somebody. It's good for you to lift people up and don't put people down. I don't care how bad they are. You pray for God to straighten them out. Because you can't straighten them out. We had 200 shootings. 200 killings with these guns. And just now, I got a call with a shooting in Texas at a mall. 3-4 people and got killed. And you say, well, bitch, when God is in control. I prophesied, Rose and Pearl, I prophesied there would be wars and rumors of wars. We fighting over in Russia, fighting over in Israel, and North China, and South China, and we're fighting right here in Detroit and Chicago. Pick up, if you pick up the radio, somebody got shot, somebody got killed, somebody robbed somebody, because the evil is among us, and we have to do something to do it. What I want you to do is stay prayerful. Psalm 51, Psalm 14, back and let God take it. Psalm 23, look at Psalm 27. And Exodus 23 and 15, let the angel of God guide you to the next level. Now, I want to tell you, this is divine healing tonight. I pray for a financial breakthrough, but you have to plant a seed. And the Spirit said this month, you know, you spend money on everything else, but you should always spend some money on your blessing, what God's going to give you. Read Psalms 38, Psalms 23, and Psalms 52. That's a blessing. Will go for you, and that open up. We ready to go into good things.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Let me know.
And Pearl, I want you to testify tomorrow. It's First Sunday. Your testimony together. And Mary, I want you to read the 27th. I want you Sunday. It's First Sunday. I want you to read the 27 number of Psalms and read 7 down to the 7th verse from 1 to 7 for tomorrow. I'm going to start off with her testifying and you reading and invite your family to listen. They need to listen. Mary, you invite your family. Pearl, you invite your family to listen. Because the scripture tonight said, raise up over the evil that's going on. It's going on. All the killing and the murder and the kids turking on the cars are one of the from Detroit. Car came from Detroit to do his anniversary here, Chicago. They were fighting so bad he had to leave early. See? But he didn't call me to tell me. I'd have told him where to go, or he wouldn't have got caught in the shooting and the fight that was going on. So God have always showed you. We're praying much for Lorraine. We're praying for Prophet Lorraine, who called. I ain't talked to her today. I was going to call her, but I got to call her. But we're praying for Prophet Lorraine. And she's been going through something, but all is well. God is able to lift you up out of things. See, like Saturday, divine healing, people doing their thing. You know, they ain't got time to listen to the radio. Some are watching the game, some doing this him. But when something happens, believe me, they're going to call on God. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost tonight. And I want to play this in. For all you women, you should be on fire for God.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe.
Now, when we deal with fire down south, Pearl, it was the anointing. Somebody, the pastor prayed for you, and the lady said, I can't raise my arm. Pastor prayed for you, get on fire. The lady said, I can walk. Pastor prayed for, my legs are burning, but she walked. So the fire of the Holy Ghost is a healer. And the fire of God is a healer. And let me play this again.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down.
I like that. She says you got both feet on the ground. What does that mean? That her mind is together. What you doing? Pearl William, I got you on. You got a testimony for us on this Saturday night for healing.
I would like to say that God really has been good because my knees have been bothering me and real bad, and they be burning like sometimes I be laying down. But I thank God that I'm able to walk and I'm able to get around because he ain't bought me this far to leave me now. And I would like to say out of all what's going on, in a minute, the Lord, he's going to stop it all. He's just waiting. And it's gonna have peace. It ain't gonna be that long.
Well, I thank you for that testimony. Now, Mary, you got a testimony for us? I don't know. Let me see. Mary got a testimony. See, it's good to testify. You don't know who to do. One lady told me that she liked Mary to read it. When Mary reads it, she be down the bottom. Mary Hawkins, you're on the line.
Okay, I thank God for being here today to be on the line with everybody, and I thank God for everything he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me, because sometimes I didn't know how I was going to make it, but God seen for it for me to make it again. Thank God for everything, I mean everything he's doing for me. Thank God for everything he's doing for my family. I just thank God for being here one more time. Amen.
Well, I thank you for that testimony. And Pearl, I thank your testimony, but since y'all testify, I got something to tell you. When you pray for your family might not be praying, but you pray, God put a cover over them. Pray for your son, your daughter, whatever they're doing. When you pray, God listen to your prayer. You know, I can say, Lord, bless my family. And God, I don't care what they're doing, God listen to your prayer. Your prayer sound. Prayer changes things. And we're talking about divine healing. And divine healing means directly from God. I want you to read very 72 number of Psalms. That's the spirit beginning at tonight. Psalm 71. And that scripture, now tonight we're in full moon. Last night in the night, we're getting ready to clear some things up. I was out last night. I did the show outside. You might have heard the wind, but I was outside praying for people, witness to people. And God wants us to be able to stand tall and stand over your enemy and know that God has made you not the tail, he made you the head. He made you to be the leader. He gave you a word of prophecy to help you. And I'm praying for the healing tonight. Pearl, Psalms 149. That just come to me for you. Mary 159. Now, the Spirit just told me to give y'all that. If you have any problem with it, call me. Divine healing tonight coming from the Almighty God. And you can't beat God blessing. You can't beat God giving, because he's going to keep on giving over and over. And I just want you to know that.
Although the Lord said all things would work together for good, it never promised that all things would be good. But we do have a promise. A promise that simply says,
no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no, that's why.
If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No, not one formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Cause I know God will do what he said he would do. He will.
no weapon that man can put to you. Psalm 35. I'm going to play that again. Well, some of you feel like the devil got you. But loose your hold, dragon. Devil, loose your hold. I am God with your mind, soul, and body. God is a divine healer tonight. Wherever you might be, whatever you're going through, God can heal cataracts, tumor, high blood. I'm talking about a divine healing. Divine healing, what I'm talking about, Francis, he will heal you right now. We're talking about Mag. He's going to heal you right now. Joanne, he's going to heal you quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Although the Lord said all things would work together for good, it never promised that all things would be good. But we do have a promise. A promise that simply says,
no weapon fired into man shall not swear. Hey, thank you, Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. Ain't won't work, say no, that's why.
If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, no weapon formed against your home, no weapon formed against your children, say,
it won't work, no.
Yeah. at you. Sister, how many of them gonna prosper? Say, how many of them gonna get to you? If you lose your job, say, and you don't know how you're gonna pay your bills, say, Lord, you never let me down before. I know it looks tight right now, but I trust you. Come on, you can say it.
No weapon formed against you can prosper when you know God. When you make up your mind, you're going to be successful. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Don't let nothing tell you that you can't have what you want. Don't let nothing tell you that when you pray from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, God's going to heal you. But you got to hold on. You got to know the truth that God is a healer. And that's the reason I got the ninth divine healing. What that really means, Mary, that you heal not from bishop, from God, not from a doctor, Pearl, from God. I want to tell you, Nate, it come from God. When you know, when you got a bucket of truth, you don't need no faith. You know God's going to heal you because he said he's going to do it. And he ain't going back on his word tonight. He's going to heal your finance. He's going to heal whatever you have not. Because you ask not. Prophet Johnson said, everything in divine order. And this is divine healing. So your health tonight is in divine order. And whatever you need, God going to give it to you quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. Set back or come back. Yeah, you've been set back. You've been pushed back. It might have been in your marriage. Might be with your family, might be with your friends on the job, but you can say tonight, I've been set back, but come back, and this is First Sunday, and I'm back. I'm in my right mind. My body is healthy. You got to ask God for some things. When you ask God what he's going to grant it to you, because he said you have not, because you ask not. What have you asked God for lately? What have you repented for? You know, and once you regard, God is quick to give you what you want. God is quick to deliver you to the next level. Let God do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. See, sometimes the devil has took your mind. You can't even focus. It took your fight. Well, the doctor said you got a sack of pills. It ain't doing you no good. If you ain't got God tonight, your healing is going down the hill. But if you got God, you're going to give it a divine healing. I don't care what the disease, God is the healer. Cancer, high blood, low blood, sugar, whatever the doctor gives you, God can heal you. But you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you're going to take back everything the devil stole from you. Once you can say, Bishop, I'm taking back my health. I'm taking back my joy. Ain't nobody going to make me arguing, fussing, cussing out. Some of y'all do a lot of cussing. And you don't need to do all that profane language. It ain't cursing. You just using that language. Thank you. Sometimes they use language to make them feel good. I don't need to curse you out to make you feel good. I know I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth that's going to straighten you out. You know, and some of them get drunk. They want to cuss. They get smoking dope. And right now, we're going to have more. Let me prophesy this. We're going to have more young folks dying ODing on them pills, them drugs. On the west side of Chicago, they found 5 people in the room. I guess they went to watch a football game or whatever. They had their whiskey, but they had a table of dope. And they started to snort that dope, and they all died like flies. All 5 of them were dead. And the maid come scared of death. They hear all of them were dead. They're young folks. One of the things I want to say, they caught 40 snakes. Let me say it again. 40 snakes on a plane coming from India. People still doing that. You know, when what's called Cut a Record, a movie, Snakes on a Plane. But this for real. There's 40 snakes on this airplane coming from India. The woman that stole, put them snakes in plastic bags, and snakes got out. And I just sort of show you, you can't hide nothing. God's yours. But I'm asking God to take back all that the devil stole, body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're gonna take everything that the devil stole. Now,
everything that the devil stole, God, give it back to me.
Keep him my peace. the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stuff and you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go into prison. See, some of y'all going to get the stuff. You're not playing. You won't get it. You won't get it. You won't get it. Now, if this music don't have to praise them, I just don't know what's real. Praise them, all ye people. Yeah, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Come on, y'all, clap your hands. Dance with your feet. Uh-oh, that's a new one. That's a good place to praise them.
Sunday that we get ready. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the word that God put in your mind, in your soul. Somebody is being healed. Somebody right now, Pearl ain't got nowhere to stay. Somebody right now, they drunk. From right now, Mary. Somebody right now, they done lost a brother, sister, husband, a wife, a family member. Thank God that he kept in his word with divine healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And, you know, I said, well, Lord, I need to teach people that God is a healer. I got to teach people that God will overcome all the evil that's in their life. I got to teach people that as they give, shake down prison together and they give back. When you see little or big, God gonna give back to you. Now he might give to you in money, in clothes. He might give back to you like you give it. Got a need, you plant a seed. If you got a need tonight, plant a seed. if you got a need that you want God to do, he'll move quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to tell you, young lady called me and said her mother got dementia and they want to put her in a home. And I prayed with her and gave her a handkerchief, you know, one of the white handkerchiefs, and told her just, we anointed this pearl, and we told her to wear it every night around her head. Do you know her mind? She didn't know her daughter. She didn't know her son. But as we prayed, I had them to pray also that she could name all her children. And she said, Bishop, I was like in a daze. It like something had all over me where I couldn't think. But every time I put that prayer cloth on, it knocked it down. A divine healing is in all of people for God to touch you, you know. And God has really been good to you. I don't care what you say, God has seen you through. Somebody didn't hear it. I want to start over again. This is the 10 o'clock hour, 10:14. Hang in there, because it's a message for you. Call a friend, call a neighbor. God kept you. Thank you. Somebody raised their hand and said, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a request all the way from Detroit. Play that again. I request to play that again from Dallas, Texas. Sister Frances asked me to play it again. Sister Rita asked me to play it again. They said, thank you, Lord, and they family union. And I'm praying also for those down in Mississippi. They had a death in the family and they have family union. I'm praying for Nett and her family. You know, so much is going on. I'm going to play it one more time. This is the 11 o'clock hour anyway, the 10 o'clock hour. So we're going to 11 so we can afford to play it again for them to listen to it because it's got meaning to it. By the way, I want to tell you, Mary Hawkins, this is the Hawkins sisters. So the Hawkins sisters, Mary, Mary is Hawking in Detroit, and this Hawking in Detroit.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. And for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Out in the streets, and the drug addicts run away. They look at me. Muggers and robbers, no place to be safe. So you be my protection, ever and never away. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yeah. It could have been me. No food, no clothes.
This is Divine Healing Night. And Father God, we come right now. We ask for your divine healing at this 11 o'clock hour, this 10 o'clock hour. Open every door. Touch every boy, every girl. Father God, we know that you're able, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you this morning. I'm praying for you 24-7. God got something for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Rose. I'm praying for you, Sister Wilson. Sister Cook, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Chelsea. I'm praying for you. I want you to know, Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you. Pastor Blue, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Lois. I'm also praying for you, Sister Lois. I'm praying for you, Joe. I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Get ready. Rosie Edward, I'm praying for you. Sister Nella, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Bright Star, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you and your family that a divine healing says Saturday when you come in, God's going to get you ready because I'm going to be ready to say all is well. Good God Almighty. Somebody's leg got healed right then. Somebody had a pain in the back. It's gone. Somebody had a headache. It's gone. I'm getting revelation knowledge tonight that God is doing something at this 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour. Mary Pearl, I'm getting information that God works from 10 to 11. And I think it's from 10 to 12 o'clock in Detroit. But God is working and things are working out. I'm getting revelation knowledge on it that God is doing something quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to be a part of what God doing for you. You know, I just want you to know God is able to do something. Now, if somebody said, Bitch, I want something, God will give you what you want. You have not, you ask not. Now, what have you asked God for lately? One more time, God put us together tonight. And, you know, the lady, I want to say this, Pearl, the lady worked in the police department. She got off her job, got home. When she got home, she had somebody robbed and killed her. You don't know one more time that God put us together tonight. I'm praying for you. So release the money. Release the blessing. If you give it, if you seed it, God's going to give it to you from heaven with body, mind, soul, and spirit. I know that. God's going to do that. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So don't you let nobody tell you what God ain't going to do. God's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So which one? I want God to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And God's going to give it to you right now. Get ready. This go out for you, Brother Clem. Brother Wayne, this go out for you. Brother Maurice in Birmingham. This go out for you. Gary Wayne in Monroe. Pick, this go out for you. Walter, this go out for you tonight. One more time. Glory. Thank you.
Monroe, Louisiana, and he had a testimony
And sometimes people have made mistakes, Joan. Mary that made mistakes. And Paul Jones was a young man, but he was gifted. And he strayed away from God. And then he had caught the AIDS bad. But prayer changes things. He said, I ain't gonna complain because I know God can lift me up. And they had given him so many days to live. But look at God. Look at God.
So we start complaining. Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, give him some love as he comes.
I'll have some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say it one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord, and feel so good to me. Have you been good? Been good to me. More than this whole world why you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ow! Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good.
I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain.